the International String Competition associated with Windsor Festival. It's an incredibly prestigious event, but the wonderful thing about it is that it is tremendously accessible. The locations are completely amazing. The Guildhall in Windsor, and also the finals of the competition is going to be at the Waterloo Chamber of Windsor Castle, which is next, and it will take place on next Friday night. And it's a very rare opportunity to go to a concert in such an amazing venue. But not only that, it's also very financially accessible. Tickets for under 25s are only £5. And that's a pretty fantastic price to go to such a beautiful building and hear such amazing music.
And also the opportunity for young musicians. That's something very special as well.
I think that the fact that 160 applicants wanted to enter this competition from across the globe speaks volumes. There's a marvellous cross-section of young people making music today. So semi-finalists are from Taiwan, from South Korea, America, France, UK. So this really is an international celebration of young people who can make music at this very high level.
Do you think there are enough events like this?
I think that there are wonderful opportunities for young people who want to make music and have a career in music, but that doesn't mean to say that there are countless and boundless opportunities for people. Obviously, it's a very competitive market, and the idea of a competition is that one has a winner emerging at the end of it, but hopefully that doesn't mean that the people that didn't get the first prize feel that they are losers. Far from it, just the fact that they even were considered for it as a place to have a place in such an amazing competition is really something in itself. But obviously, it's a competition. We've got to have a first prize winner, and I know from having attended previous finals that the standard is absolutely amazing. So anybody that comes along to attend is going to have an incredible feast of music.
It just made me think from the sort of point of view of whether there are enough other events like this, that perhaps what makes this so special is for young people who are competing, it's actually part of the learning process is being able to perform on a stage like this, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really an amazing experience and opportunity to play in places such as the Guildhall and this amazing Waterloo Chamber where I have played in Windsor Castle. I mean, just to go into that incredible surrounding is really something in itself. And it's a very inspiring place to make music in and also to listen to music. So I think that anybody that finds themselves free and able to attend any of these amazing events next week is going to be in for a real treat.
Just on a wider point and looking at the state of music education in this country, is this the sort of thing that really needs to be setting the way? Do you think perhaps that the rest of the standard of music education in our country is lagging behind?
I think that we always have to keep our eye on the ball because music education has such a far-reaching effect, not just on the individual who's participating, but on the families and the wider community as well. I've experienced this firsthand so many times that when people get together and they make music, it has a tremendously positive effect. And I mean, there have been various programs. People, James Rhodes has gone into primary schools and given children instruments, but you can just see the fantastic glow that comes from children when they feel that they are learning something and being encouraged in that way. It tackles discipline problems. It tackles a lot of social issues as well. So I think that music education, which can unfortunately be seen as a low priority, should really be top of the list. And I know it's very important. Obviously, it's essential that people learn to read and write and to do some maths, etc. But all these things in music go alongside that and actually help to develop children's brains. So I'm a passionate advocate of music education.
You touched on it. Are you able to give us a bit more of a wider idea of the programme of events over the week?
There's a wonderful masterclass at the Guildhall at 7:30 next Thursday. And all day on Wednesday, people will be able to hear the semi-finalists in the Guildhall. And the jury is a wonderful jury, Raphael Wolfish, Roger Benedict, the viola player, and Eric Grunberg, the violinist. And then in the Waterloo Chamber next Friday night, it will be the finals. And that is a really amazing opportunity to go to a concert and hear such beautiful music in such a really mind-bogglingly beautiful venue. Also, in addition, there will be a big concert at St. George's Chapel on Sunday week, which involves hundreds of local teenagers who are going to play and sing Haydn's Nelson's Mass and play Haydn Cello Concerto with Raphael Wolfisch. So there's a lot of outreach work as well. In fact, the semi-finalists are going to all go into local schools on Monday as well. So it's a very broad-reaching event, as well as obviously very high-quality one. So I think it really ticks every single box imaginable.
And just from a personal perspective, what else are you working on at the moment?
Well, I'm having quite a busy time. It's been quite international. I've come back from Mexico City, where I enjoyed playing with the orchestra, and I'm about to go off to Istanbul to play with the orchestra there. So that will be very exciting. I've also been in the recording studio, and in fact, my latest disc of Schubert chamber works for violin and piano is coming out literally practically as we speak. So hopefully people will enjoy that. In fact, it's my first ever double CD, so I'm feeling quite proud of myself.